A title appears, The Old Mill. In the evening, sunlight glints off the strands of a web stretched between two plants as a spider crawls across it. Beyond it lies a pond, beside which stands a ramshackle windmill, the cloth on its four wooden blades tattered in several places. Cattle walk past the windmill in a single line. In the pond, two ducks and three ducklings dip their heads in the water. Moments later, they waddle out of the pond and past a small entrance in the base of the windmill. The last duckling falls back in, then hurries after them. A small bluebird with a pink underside holds a worm in its beak as it flies in through the entrance. It alights before a blue and white bird sitting in a tiny nest snuggled in a hole in a horizontal wooden wheel. The blue and pink bird tosses the worm to the other bird, who gobbles it and stands to reveal three eggs in the nest, then sits back down. The birds nuzzle their beaks together. From the center of the horizontal wheel, a stout pole rises up the windmill past wooden beams and stairs where a few mice sit. Nearby, two snuggling pigeons sit on a piece of wood spanning a broken section of a wall. Farther up, a sleeping brown owl perches on the topmost peg of a vertical wheel linked to the pole. The owl blinks its yellow eyes open groggily, then stares at us. Above it, three sets of small yellow shapes appear in complete darkness. The view brightens, revealing them as the eyes of bats hanging upside down from beams, their wings wrapped around their bodies. One of the many bats unfurls its wings and stretches while yawning. The other bats follow suit, then fly off together. They swarm out of the windmill through a gap where the four blades join together. A brown feather lands on the pond below, sending ripples across its surface, which reflects the flying bats. Elsewhere on the pond, beams of sunlight fall on pink water lilies floating on leafy pads. As the sunbeams narrow and fade away, the petals of the flowers close in on themselves. A green frog emerges under a lily pad and glances around. Swimming out, it climbs onto a vacant pad and bulges its throat. It frowns at the water, then turns. A second frog appears on a lily pad behind it. Startling, the first frog turns to the newcomer and smiles. The two frogs startle, then turn to see a third. Several more frogs stand on lily pads around the first frog. The frogs hunch down. The first frog looks at a few nearby plants in which crickets, silhouetted against the darkening sky, rub their legs together. Against a backdrop of the windmill, small circles of blinking yellow light flit about above the pond. A firefly circles a frog who follows it with its eyes, their irises disappearing in one side and emerging on the other. The frog snags the firefly with its tongue and swallows. A blinking yellow light shines through its belly. The frogs widened their eyes as a wind starts up, swaying a bunch of cattail reeds and causing their brown flower heads to strike a broken wooden fence. The frogs dive into the pond, then peek out from under one lily pad. As dark clouds drift across a pale moon, the windmill's blades shake. A wooden hatch on its side swings on its hinges. Inside, the wheel on which the sleeping owl perches turns back and forth. Down below, the blue and white bird watches in fright as a gear slotting into the horizontal wheel moves, straining against a rope which starts to fray. Outside, the wind grows stronger. The wheel with the pegs jostles, waking the owl. At the windmill's base, the gear turns against the rope, its teeth slotting in and out of the holes in the wheel. The small bird fearfully leaps to its feet as the rope snaps. In slow motion, the bird flattens itself over its eggs as the nest moves closer to the gear. As the gear starts to press down on the bird, a missing tooth leaves a gap into which the bird and its nest disappear before emerging unharmed on the other side. The wheel spins faster, taking the bird in a circle before arriving under the gear again, where the same thing happens. Outside, lightning flashes in the sky while the windmill's blades spin. The owl flaps its wings as it tries to remain on its wheel's pegs. It lands on a spinning shaft and struggles to maintain balance, then flies up and perches on a wooden beam, scowling. Meanwhile, rain lashes down on the windmill's conical shingle roof. The wooden hatch slams against its frame. On the inside, four mice huddled by the hatch scurry away. The two pigeons remain on their perch, snuggling as the rain drenches them. Above, a drop of water lands on the owl's head, waking it. As it looks up, one lands in its eye. The bird moves aside and watches the water drip. The wind rips off a few of the roof shingles, and water pours on the owl, pinning its feathers to its thin body. The bird shakes itself angrily, fluffing out its feathers. Outdoors, the wind strikes a dead, hole-ridden tree. The stems of a few reeds snap, and the wind rushes through the holes. Brilliant flashes of light illuminate the cloudy sky as the thunderstorm intensifies. In the windmill, the small bird continues spinning on the wheel, with the gear missing her each time. The mice's eyes glow in the dark. A flash of lightning briefly illuminates the creatures, who shiver. Outside, the strong wind tears off more shingles from the roof and breaks the hatch. The fence by the reeds gets blown away. As lightning streaks across the sky, brief glimpses show the various animals in the windmill whose blades spin rapidly. A massive lightning bolt strikes the windmill. Inside, the owl struggles for balance as the beam it perches on tilts. The mice slide to one end of their beam. Outside, the wind eases up, leaving the windmill tilted to one side. Its blades slowly stop spinning, one of them now broken. The storm abates slightly and darkness falls. Later, dim sunlight falls on the tattered windmill, and the clear, dark blue sky gradually brightens. The bats return and swarm toward the windmill. Inside, they hang from beams under the partially destroyed roof, which lets in sunlight. One bat stretches and yawns. Closing its eyes, it wraps its wings tightly around its body. Meanwhile, the owl sleeps, perched on the topmost peg of its wheel. Waking up, the owl glares at us, then turns around before staring back from under its wing. The two pigeons nuzzle each other while the mice sit together on a beam. On the bottom wheel, three tiny blue and white birds sit in the nest. Their parents fly over with worms in their beaks and feed them. Now, as the family of ducks swims in the pond, its gently rippling surface reflects the leaning windmill. The cattle file along in a single line across the back of the windmill. The view pulls away from the scene. Sunlight glints across the remaining strands of the now vacant spiderweb hanging between two plants. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.